Forte Foundation is a collaboration
between leading companies
and top business schools to launch women into fulfilling,
significant careers
through access to business education,
opportunities,
and a community of successful women.
Our goal is to connect you
to the right people
and give you access to the tools you need
to have the successful business career
you deserve.
Welcome back to the Forte Foundation podcast. Every episode, we bring you personal stories and career insights from successful businesswomen representing diverse industries and career stages. If you're unfamiliar with Forte and what we do, please go to fortefoundation.org right now and see what we can do for you. Today, you're in for a treat. We're kicking off a three-part series of Q&A we conducted with some of our favorite professional women. Hannah Granade is Associate Principal, McKinsey & Company. Victoria Ransom is CEO of Access Trips, a culinary touring company. Blaine Wilkes is Senior Manager at Deloitte Consulting. And Lindsay Pollack is the author of Getting From College to Career, among other books. We're going to start at the beginning. We ask each of them how they decided on the career they have today.
When I was in college, I was very interested in politics, and one of the women who is a fellow at the Institute of Politics really encouraged me to think about business. She had run for office in Arizona and was herself a very successful businesswoman. And when I got to know her over the course of my undergrad career, she said, if you are interested in a career ultimately in the public sector in any sort, really the best thing you can do for yourself is to get some preparation in business, because there's no exchanging that credential and the credibility that it gives you for any career you want to have. And so I thought it would be exciting to do something, particularly something like a two-year program, which seemed like a reasonable commitment to me at the time, like the two-year program at McKinsey.
So when I graduated college, I spent 2 years in investment banking, which was a fantastic experience. I learned a lot, but I really wasn't passionate about what I was doing. So really at that point in time, I was looking for a career that I could be truly passionate about. And I loved travel. I loved adventure sports. So it sort of was a natural fit. To be perfectly honest, when I started the business, the idea was just to start one trip and do it for a year or two and then put someone else in to manage the company while I went off to business school or did something else. But I really just fell in love with the whole process of growing the business, and our customers love what we were doing, so they begged us to start other trips, and it inevitably took on a life of its own, and there I was 6 years later still running the business.
I'm one of those people who didn't know what I wanted to do with a career when I graduated from college, so I'm very sympathetic to that time of life, and I thought I would go to law school or work in public relations. I knew I wanted to write and use my writing skills, and out of college, I worked at a dot-com, and not surprisingly, it went out of business, and I think that was the best surprise that I ever had in my life, that I really liked not working full-time, and I started freelance writing and began to build a career with a niche in the career space for women, actually, which is what attracted me to Forte. And over the past 5 years, I've built a career writing and helping other people with their books and marketing plans, and always on the side visiting colleges, mentoring young women, and now it's all kind of come together in a really nice way when I published my first book about getting your first job out of college. So I'm really lucky that I had kind of a kick in the pants to get me onto the right career path. But, you know, for those who don't know what they want to do, that's okay. You know, it comes to you and you just have to try lots of things and figure them out. That's absolutely what I did. A lot of students ask me, you know, I don't know what I want to do. How do I find my passion? You're so passionate about what you do. And the reality is, I worked with a career coach after college, and she said, what are some things you've done in your life that you really enjoyed? And the first thing that I always said was that I was an RA, resident advisor, in college, and I worked with the students in my dorm to help them get through college, deal with their problems, build their careers, take classes. And she said, you know, you could build a career around that. And so just noticing what it is you're passionate about, tennis, movies, film, gardening, whatever, there are so many career options around those things that are possible. And I think the goal of life is to do something you love every day. Life is just way too short and way too long to not get up in the morning and like what you do. And the two times when I completely lose track of time are when I'm talking to college students and when I'm writing. So that worked out for me. And if you had told me in college that you're going to become a career expert for young people, I mean, I didn't think that existed. So your job is to figure out what you love to do and then research the heck out of what career paths could come out of those passions. So just look at what you like to do And know that that will change over time, and that's okay. You know, the average student has 9 to 12 careers, I think, in a lifetime. So what you enjoy doing right now, follow that and then see how that grows and develops. But I think finding your passion is the goal of all this stuff, and I hope that everybody can find that.
Looking back, what education, training, or experience prepared them most for what they do today?
I actually think the most helpful thing that helped me get ready for a career at McKinsey was my introductory training with McKinsey. As an undergraduate, I studied philosophy here at Harvard, and frankly, that's not terribly useful for very much that you're going to do later in life. So while it was fascinating and while I enjoyed it very much, it was not very much business preparation. And I actually joined McKinsey right out of college as an undergrad and joined them in their business analyst program. Mm-hmm. And we started out with a month of training just on business and what business really was. And it was some accounting and some finance and markets and strategy. And it was a very interesting and exciting way to get exposed to the field. And I think that really was the very best preparation I could have had. I think one of the exciting things to me that was a bit surprising about being a philosophy major and going into business is that it really did teach me how to think. Philosophy at Harvard is a very logical pursuit. And you study a tremendous amount of logic as you go through the course program here. And what I thought was very useful about that is those types of skills and really the ability to abstract to the most basic level is a very useful skill in business and really everywhere in life. The ability to step back and take it back to fundamentals, to first principles, and to reason your way through them in a way that makes a lot of sense to you and then to people around you is a very useful skill for communication as well as for problem solving.
So I think my 2 years in investment banking was a bit of a boot camp. And as tough as it was, I would say that really helped me. It gave me financial skills. It really taught me how to work hard. And it gave me exposure to a lot of different businesses. That was really helpful. And then also I think the fact that I chose an industry, which I already knew a lot about, I myself, was my target customer. I love travel and I love these sports. So I think it really helps to choose an industry which you already have a strong affiliation with.
I think, and this might not be the most typical answer, that I wasn't afraid to move and take new jobs. So there was times when I was young in my career when a job in another city came up and I had an opportunity for that job. And, you know, I had to think, am I tough enough to do it? Can I leave my friends and family? Can I move across the country to a city where I hardly know anybody? And can I get something meaningful out of that? And I decided, yes, I can. I'm not afraid. And so, you know, you don't necessarily have to not be afraid to move to another town, but not be afraid to take an opportunity.
I think what helped me most in this career is that I had entrepreneurial parents who were very supportive of me working for myself. They certainly would have loved the idea of law school, I think, but I think a lot of students get really forced into certain careers because they think that's what their parents want. And so having a mom and dad who were very supportive and also had taken this path themselves and really acted as mentors was really helpful for me. And in terms of the actual work that I do as a writer and a speaker, I think college really taught me how to think and how to write and put thoughts together and gave me the confidence to put my writing out there. And I think for anyone who's really a creative person, the more you put yourself out there, which is the hardest thing in the world to do, it's like ripping out your heart and putting it on the piece of paper, but getting that constant feedback in college was really helpful for me in terms of being able to work now professionally with editors who are probably more critical than college professors were. So I'd say a combination of mentoring and my actual education were the best.
Thanks to Hannah, Victoria, Blaine, and Lindsay for sharing their wisdom. Tune in next time to hear more from this great group of women. The next episode will be looking more specifically at career advice aimed at young women in college. Please subscribe to the Forte Foundation podcast on iTunes or whatever podcatcher you use. And don't forget to review us on iTunes. It really helps. Thanks.